You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. In my mind, ladies and gentlemen, today's a special day because it's Mailbag Wednesday. So get on Twitter, use the hashtag mailbag, and tweet your questions to me at Nathan Zagura, to Reg at Michael Regi, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-R-E-G-H-I for those not in the know, or to our show at Browns_daily, and we'll be getting to the mailbag at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Still to come on this show, Buck Wild Billy Wynn at 2:15 in the second hour, live from Vegas. In my opinion, maybe the best city in this fair nation, Reg, Las Vegas.
You're going to put it out there like that, huh?
I will. Oh, now well, I am a yes. Well, I do love Vegas.
I certainly do as well.
In 72-hour bursts.
Around the National Football League, Nathan, you probably aren't going to get much opposition from the rank and file, right?
That's right.
In the NFLPA. I got a feeling they'll agree with you.
That's right. Certainly. Yeah. I think it's a good place to be. And also coming up in our 2 o'clock hour, we'll have the rare Wednesday edition of the Friday Forecast with, of course, the kid. But I think the big news story of the day that's going on out there is the Jimmy Graham being ruled a tight end. I threw some stats out for you. Jordan Cameron lined up in the slot 60% of the time last season. Not split out wide as much. Now, you may see that in the Kyle Shanahan offense. He does do out his tight ends, get them all the way out wide. But in my mind, there's no question that this ruling for a guy like Jimmy Graham, and actually Pro Football Focus just put a cool graphic out there. Jimmy Graham was either in the slot or split wide on 587 of his snaps. He was lined up as an inline tight end, only 292. He was ruled a tight end. And my argument, Reg, is this. Calvin Johnson's number would be zero for inline tight end. A.J. Green's number, zero. Josh Gordon's, zero. When you play tight end a little bit, you're a tight end. That's the bottom line. And while the position lines are being blurred some, he is still ultimately a tight end. He just needs to be paid better because he's an absolute game changer and one of the best tight ends in the league.
The best ones like Jimmy Graham, like Jordan Cameron, like Antonio Gates, sure. You'd be crazy as a football organization and offensive coordinator, head coach, not to take advantage of the tremendous, way over the top abilities that those kind of guys have. But I agree with you, Nathan. I mean, look, you got to designate it. And because of the way they have these things structured, as far as pay scale goes in the National Football League, there's got to be a designation. And those guys I mentioned, while they have the capabilities to perform as a wide receiver, that's the position they're mainly playing with their football teams, tight end.
Correct. And I just think it's that simple. I think this does help ultimately the negotiations with a guy like Jordan Cameron. And I think it gives a coach the freedom to use a player the way that they want to use that player. Because you don't want to be in a situation where the best matchup for your team and the best thing that you can do for your team is to have a guy like Jordan Cameron flexed out. But you don't want to do that because you're concerned about having him therefore be labeled a wide receiver and therefore costing you more money. You want to be able to do what's in the best interest of your team, and I do believe that this ruling will allow teams to do that and create the matchup nightmares that these guys like a Jimmy Graham, a Rob Gronkowski, and a Jordan Cameron, Julius Thomas present for opposing defenses.
Yeah, and no question about that. And, you know, a little bit of old-school reality for me, though, too, Nathan. I do like players of that size. You know, once in a while, I know that their main right now focus in this NFL is their ability, again, to separate, catch the football, run the whole route tree. That's great. But call me old school. That's okay. I still like those tight ends that can line up next to that offensive tackle occasionally and get it blocked in the run game too, Nathan. I mean, I think that's so
valuable
for offenses. And I know we're swinging away from that a little bit, But count me among those that really, I would add extra value to the tight ends that are not only capable, but willing, Nathan, as we know, because some of that mentality, I want to get further away from the ball creeps in, right?
Correct.
But when you could still line up and it serve as that maybe that extra OT when you go almost, you know, in maybe a big or a jumbo formation and use that tremendous talent of yours to get it blocked and go pave the way for the run game, man, I love that still. Well, still a place for that with me.
And clearly so do both Ray Farmer and Kyle Shanahan, mm-hmm. because you look at this team right now, you've got Gary Barnage, who's a little bit more of a blocker than
yes.
a receiver, but does have surprising speed out there. He'll tell you he runs a 4.5 40 and is the fastest tight end on the team.
Uh-huh.
And then you brought in Jim Dre from Arizona, primarily known as a blocker, a mauler, a guy that you're going to see get to really show what he does when the pads come on. And Marquise Gray, who's mm-hmm. kind of more on the pass-catching side, but also getting some time at fullback. I think all four of those guys are going to be on the final 53 for this team when it's all said and done. And when you have two guys like a Barnage and a Dre, it's going to give you the flexibility to go jumbo. It's going to give you the flexibility to run a lot of two tight end sets where Cameron can be used more of a receiver, and you still have that inline blocker in Barnage or Jim Dre.
We saw a lot of that, too, as Kyle Shanahan was giving us a sense of what he was going to do with some of his formations and some of his sets. And you're right, there is great versatility here. And just last thing about it, and listen, Jordan Cameron values, though, and wants and knows he needs to continue to be that blocker and that guy that helps out in the run game. And I like that about him. Because the word I used, as I said to Nathan, he's willing and he wants to. And he wants to succeed as that as well. So with Cameron, to me, you're getting the whole package.
No question. And that's the one thing he said he wants to work on. And you're going to see... You're going to see Jordan Cameron. I think his blocking is better. What I like about him is his overall physicality. And what mm-hmm. do I mean by that? Is last year his success was basically on all routes that broke away from the quarterback, whether it be going down the seam, a corner route, a post route, or crossing routes, moving away from the quarterback. He wasn't quite yet as comfortable sitting down in the zone, getting big, boxing out the way Tony Gonzalez does on those quick little hitches, those mm-hmm. quick little hook routes, and that's something he's worked on. And when he has that, he is going to be completely uncoverable, and that's one of the reasons, again, that I fully believe we're going to see Jordan Cameron have that monster season for the Browns in 2014. No doubt.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm with you. You know, you know this. I mean, he has been one of my most admired favorite guys on this football team because you could see it early on in him, and we just touched on the reason too. This young man wants to excel. He wants to not just be an all-pro, but be a guy who contributes heavily to the overall winning success of this football team by being able to take various aspects of his game and get better and better and better at it. So he's going to get paid, Nathan. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah.
He'll get paid, and I hope it's with an orange helmet on.
I hope it is, and I think it will be. I know it's a priority for General Manager Ray Farmer to get Jordan Cameron done, and that's one of the things we wanted to give him for his birthday yesterday was a Jordan Cameron contract. We'll see how that goes. All right, when we come back, we will dig into the mailbag. So if you're listening right now, hop on Twitter, use the hashtag mailbag, and get your questions to me, Reg, or @Browns_daily. It is time to get in there. Let's see what happens with the mailbag on this very special Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4.